I hope your day is full of infomercials, the Grinch, the Cheesecake Factory. Guys, it's a fucking fire episode this week with the one, the only comedian Bianca Parado. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Bianca, there's just a few things I want to tell you about. One, I am coming to Chicago next week, motherfuckers. The 16th and the 17th, two nights, four shows. Get tickets on my link tree at Princess Shank. Tell your friends about it. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to have a great night. Also, a reminder that Kim and I are coming to the main room, This Bitch and Friends show, on April 18th, but more importantly, March 14th. I don't know why I did that out of order, but either way, get tickets to This Bitch and Friends show. It's going to be a really fucking fun time. The lineups are always fire, and we've sold out every time, so yeah. All my show dates at Princess Shank. Before we get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only Bianca, there's just one thing I want to tell you about, and that's Oh Yeah socks. Oh yeah. Are you wearing socks? If you're not, you're a little pig. Cover up those toes. Do it in a fashionable, seductive way. Shop Oh Yeah, guys. Whether you're into pigs or lightning bolts, there's a pair of socks for you. And they also have really comfy slippers. They make amazing gifts. Really cute Valentine's Day gifts. Really cute, like, I'm thinking of you gift. Give your girl some socks. It's a great way to support the show. Shop ohyeah.com. That's three O's, H-Y-E-A-H.com. Discount code Sarah 10, S-A-R-A 10. For 10% off unique sock designs, guys, get the socks. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/Sarah Weinshank for bonus content. And also, yeah, buy some merch. Let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one and only Bianca. Here it is, guys. Cheers.
That's crazy.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinshank, and today's episode of Shank is with the one, the only comedian, Bianca Parado.
Hello, thank you
for having me. Hi, I'm so excited to have you on. We planned this a while ago when I was in Austin.
Yeah, and you know what? And we followed through. You know when you make a drunk note and you're like, three months from now.
Yeah, 3 months from now. I was like, and then I kept checking. I'm like, what day did I tell her we were going to record? I was so drunk when we did that plan.
We have fun.
Mm-hmm. So, how long are you in town for?
I got here last Wednesday, and I'll be here until this Wednesday. So, I've hit a solid week here.
Hell yeah. What shows have you done?
I was here this weekend, and then I kind of fumbled my scheduling. I was supposed to be on two Don't Tells on Friday, but then I was here on Friday, so we had to make some cancels.
Dude, the scheduling when you're traveling is aggressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
My question for you. Mm-hmm. I feel like you have good dating stories. Because I have good dating stories, and yeah. I feel like we're kind of the same in some ways. So I'm like, yeah. what's like a funny, like, what's going on in the Biancaverse? Yeah, what's like the craziest date you've ever been on?
The craziest date? I like how you jumped right in. I feel like you've got a toxic love life.
Let's talk about your love life.
Dates? You know, I wish I went out more. Dating stories, like a date, like
yeah,
straight
or
off
like
the
dating
bat.
App story.
Dating app story, date story. Let me get these channeled in. Okay, dating app. People are just weird on dating apps. I kind of try to like stay off them.
They're,
you know,
scary. Which ones are you on?
If I ever did get on one, it's Hinge.
Hinge is scary too, though.
And I got on there, and this guy, he told me he wanted to massage my elbows.
No.
Yes.
An elbow fetish?
An elbow fetish, which I didn't know men had. And I was like, what does that mean? And he literally goes, mommy don't like that.
No.
He goes, that makes me so sad.
Mommy don't like that?
Mommy don't like that? And I go, in what world would she?
But also, it's so weird to have an elbow thing because, like, elbows get, like, cracked and dry.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about. but
come over, lube up these bows.
And
maybe.
he looked like a normal guy, you know. And we already lost feet. We used to be able to openly walk around with our feet out. Now we have to be careful on that. I'm like, I'm not ready to lose the bows, you know.
Yeah. What do you like? Put elbow pads on.
Yeah. Just long sleeves all the time. Dude, now I have to be all greased up. I'm like, yeah. I don't want. Are these a secret fetish I didn't know people had? You know what I'm saying?
That's a crazy fucking fetish.
Yeah.
People like can have fetishes about the weirdest things though. Like someone was like, some guy DM'd me and was like, I want photos of your neck. And I was like, just my neck? Oh, for how much?
That's kind of sensitive.
Like, I was like, for how much? He's like, $1,000. And I was like,
and you did
it? So I go in my room and I'm like, he's like, I need you like swallowing a glass of water. So I'm just like,
oh, he wants to see times movement. Were tough.
So I was like, I have like my phone on a tripod and I'm like,
would you wear like jewelry and stuff?
Yeah, I mean like necklaces and stuff. And then he goes, and then I'm like, okay, I recorded them. Send me the money. And then he never sent me the money. And then I just had these weird dark neck videos on my phone. I was like, I'm going to get like a grand out of this. It's worth it, baby. And yeah. I'm just like touching my own neck, caressing it, drinking water. And as I'm doing it, I'm like, this feels wrong.
For those watching, the videos exist. We're going to up the price, though. I'm going to pimp you out. I want 10%. 10K for these neck videos. They're vintage.
Vintage Shank original neck videos taken during the pandemic.
Ooh, so she's a little sick during it.
Times were tough.
Oh, my God. I kind of get the neck because I feel like...
It makes more sense than the elbows.
And neck is like a vulnerable point, you know? Like neck kisses. I feel like people can have sensitive necks.
Yeah.
So I could kind of see that, but elbows?
Elbows is bad.
Yeah. I did, though, a dating story, kind of, that's a recent one. I was being a dumbass. I had a layover, and I thought the departure time was the boarding time, so I was literally just, like, sitting across my gate, Amazon shopping.
Okay, you know? Okay.
And I hear my name, and they say, you know, Bianca Prado, you need to come board your gate. And they yelled another guy's name. I'll say it's Mark. And they're like, and Mark, come board as well. So I get up there and it's right at the time of this other guy. And he's pretty cute. And he looks at me and he goes, oh, are you retarded too? And
no.
That was the first. And I was like, charming. And so I get on first because he's a gentleman. He lets me go first. And it's Southwest, so you get to choose where you sit. So I went to the back of the plane. I sat in an open row, and he just kind of followed me and sat next to me.
Okay.
And we, like, talked the whole flight, and he was drunk. And he was like, I really wish I wasn't drunk right now. I didn't know I was going to meet a girl, like, all this stuff. So he sobers up on the flight, and then he's like, do you want to go grab a beer after this? And so we did. We got a drink. And I was like, is this my meet cute? Is this my husband?
Are you retarded, too? I like how you're like, is this my husband?
Yeah.
Most women would be like, I am so offended that you said the R word to me. You're like, are we soulmates?
And I'm like, oh, he's funny. And so I think I went out of town right after that. And, you know, we hung out one more time, or we hung out like the next day after that. And then I went out of town. And then when I get back in town, we hang out. And he was like at the bar across the street from my house. And I was texting him. I was like, I don't really feel good. I'm kind of sick. I'm really tired. I just want to do some laundry, you know, hang. And he's like, oh, well, you know, can I come over? I was like, you can stop by on your way home.
Okay.
Word choice.
Yeah, all right? Yeah. Meaning like you're not spending the night.
You're not spending the night. I don't really. And I told him exactly what my plans were to do that night. I want to do some laundry. I'm hanging out. And he stops by and immediately like kind of makes it like he's going to stay. And I'm trying to do like I would put on a movie and then he won't stop talking. And I was like, you're really bad at watching movies.
You did?
Yeah.
This is the flight guy now?
This is the flight
no,
guy.
No.
And so I was like, you're really bad at watching movies. And he's like, oh, okay, I get it. And then just kept talking and like stupid shit. Like, do you like that car? Do you like that house?
No.
And I was like, shut up. And I was folding laundry, and he went and he lays on my laundry and tries to make out with me. And he's like, you can do this later. And
ew.
I was like, I don't want to do, I want to do this now, you know?
Yeah, like, this is my plan.
Yeah. And so then he fell asleep on my couch, and I left him there. I went to bed.
No.
At 4:45, he crawls into bed and wakes me up, and then his alarm starts going off at 5 a.m. for work. And it goes off every 15 minutes. And then it gets to like 6 a.m., and he's like, I think I'm just going to go straight from here. And I turn over and I look at him and I go, get the fuck out of my house.
No.
Get out. And I was like, bro, what's wrong with you? And he hits me up later and he's like, because he wanted to, oh, also, I'd met him the week before. He already asked me if I'd go to a wedding, an out-of-state wedding with him. And he, like, was trying to ask me to dinner on Thursday, but he hits me up for the dinner, and he's like, do you still want to go? And I was like, honestly, a lot of the things you did rub me the wrong way. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I could get that vibe from you. And so, because I was like, by the end of it, I literally said, get out of my house, you know?
And it takes a lot to get to that point, right?
I just...
For me, it would take a lot to get to that point.
100%.
I'm like, if I'm telling you to get the fuck out, I've had it.
I was so over it. To me, it was just like, to be like, hey, this is my plan. And then you to come over and say, fuck your plan. I was like, there's no, like, respect there.
I have an agenda.
Yeah.
It's like, I have an agenda.
This is about me now.
This is about me coming to make out with you on your clean
laundry. Yeah.
Also, that would piss me off. If I was folding my clothes and some motherfucker just sat on all of them.
And I get it.
Outdoor clothes.
Oh, outdoor clothes is a thing.
Yeah.
But if I, like... If I were to have invited him over and said, hey, you want to come over tonight? And then I was like doing a lot, that'd be kind of weird.
Right.
But he said, hey, can I stop by after I'd already told him what I was up to? So it's like, I didn't like make this plan with you. You know what I'm saying?
Also, I didn't make the plan with you.
Yeah, you like.
Aggressive to be like, can I swing by?
Yeah, like he showed up.
That gives me anxiety. Like if someone text messages me, hey, can I stop by? They better be like a friend.
Also, like a random FaceTime. I'm a woman. I am not always on top of it, you know. Like,
dude, a random FaceTime.
You catch me at my house with a sneaky FaceTime.
Nothing will send me.
No,
I'll be like, I won't get it. First of all,
no, I'll be like, oh, sorry, I'm working out. I'm
sorry, recording a podcast right now.
I've literally texted guys, sorry, can't answer, working out, and then been like, okay, just lied to you, but I'm busy. I'll like try to play off working out. And I'm just not.
Working out is a good one, though.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Just getting really physically fit.
Sorry. I just hit 3 miles on the tread. Can I call you later?
Super sweaty and glossy. I'm not going to say sweaty anymore. I'm going to tell people I'm glossy.
Glossy is hotter than sweaty.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I'm all glossed up right now. Can't answer.
I'm glowing. Yeah. The random FaceTime. From a man.
Oh, friends can FaceTime me all they want.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes I FaceTime my friends and I'm like, I look terminally ill.
Yeah.
Like, if one of my girlfriends FaceTimes me, I'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be fuck me up if she got it and then there's a room full of people.
Yeah. Which has happened. And I'm unprepared for it. Or when you're on the phone with somebody and then they switch to FaceTime and you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
You can't just sneak that in there.
Yeah, it gives me anxiety.
Don't you know some of us are ugly in our free time?
Because if I'm not like doing a podcast or doing stand-up, I want to be ugly.
I'm saving myself.
That's how I feel. I save the makeup, the energy.
For the night.
I'm a woman of the night. I'm a woman of the night.
Yeah, I'm a woman of the night.
Doing your makeup twice in one day.
Psychotic.
That's a rough day.
All of a sudden, this got really clear in my ears just for the word psychotic. I was like, is this life talking to me?
I mean, like, yeah, just like, okay, because as a woman, you have to actually be an artist to do your makeup.
Yes.
Nobody's talking about that.
No,
you have to be good at art.
I've got multiple brushes. I've got shades, you know?
Yeah.
I'm shading. I mean, who knew? I'm drawing cheekbones on.
Yeah, exactly.
There's color theory involved,
yes. I'm watching tutorials online. Like, nobody also talks about the struggle. I was actually on the phone with my friend today while I was doing my makeup, and I was like, men will never know what it means to fuck up on your eyeliner and the frustration that comes with
that. Or your mascara.
Yeah.
Or any of it. Or lipstick on your teeth.
Mm-mm.
I always have a lipstick on my teeth. That's like my signature. It's something I just like can't get
over. It's kind of cute and slutty.
It's like, who is she?
Who is she? A little red queen. You're like, I'm just showing you how white they are against this contrast.
Yeah, dude. A FaceTime, an out of the blue FaceTime will send me.
Send me. I don't know. Yeah, I gotta be prepped for that. I've gotta be looking like natural. And then I'll be like, oh, sorry, call you right back. It's like 45 minutes later.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're just like hanging out like that. And I'm like,
yeah.
How do you hang out?
Yeah.
My goal right now is I'm spending so much money on skincare so people think I'm naturally beautiful. And
But you are.
I'm yeah, but duh. But it's expensive.
No, I get it.
Yeah, I just got my eyebrows microbladed.
You did? They
yes.
look good.
Thank you. I still fill them in, but that was a crazy procedure. It's like they're tattooing you, your eyebrows.
How long does it take?
Like 4.5 hours.
No.
Yes.
4.5 hours with them?
What microblading literally is they take like a microblade razor and they razor a line in your eyebrow and then put ink over it.
And it takes 4.5 hours for this?
Yeah, they face map you. Like, it's like,
no,
yes,
no,
it's crazy.
Not face mapping.
They literally face map
That's really
me.
What got me. I wasn't ready for the face mapping
They
twist.
Face map you, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, and it's expensive.
And it was pretty expensive.
It was like $500.
It was like, yeah, like 400, 50, 450. I gave her a tip.
And then how long does it last for?
Like 3 years. So it's got some length on it. It's got some girth on it.
And then you don't have to. And then you don't have to fucking deal with it.
Yeah, it's just like, so it's like, then I don't have to worry about, because I'm blonde. So I have blonde eyebrows, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the thing, when you do your makeup, if you go too far in on one eyebrow, you're like, fuck.
You're naturally blonde?
This is my natural color.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This
what
is highlighted.
Well, Norwegian or some shit?
I'm actually really Italian.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've got a little bit of Irish in me on my mom's side and a little bit of Polish on my dad's, but dominantly Italian. I'm getting a 23andMe when I get back. I got the kit. I just got to send it in.
You really did?
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of those.
Yeah.
I'm scared of just going to come back and be like, Jew.
Jew.
Here's your camp.
Yeah, dude, but then you'll have the entertainment industry on your side, so that's cool.
It just says, Jew, please report to Camp 69. I'm like, nice, 69.
69 camp? Hell yeah. Wait, what is wine shank?
Jew. I just keep saying Jew.
Oh, my God.
That's why, like, I feel like Jews are afraid of that, right? Like, because they leaked all the information from it.
Wait,
like 23andMe?
They leaked, what do you mean?
They leaked it so everyone found out like who the Jews were on 23andMe.
Oh, wait, were people trying to keep their Jew identity?
Yeah, under
Can
wraps.
I say that? Is that sounded offensive?
No. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I don't want to do it, because I'm afraid they're like, Jew, get to your camp.
So,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, they could. Oh, like if there
PTSD
ever was like a second.
From the Holocaust.
If there was ever a round two.
Yeah, if there's ever a round two.
That's true. If there were ever some sort of like cultural, you know, genocide or like,
again,
everybody would know where you're at. You know?
That's what I mean. That's why I'm afraid to do it.
So I haven't done the 23andMe, but one time I did this food allergy test. And this this was like 10 years ago, like before it really had gotten as like sharp as it is now. And this is one of the pettiest things I've done. So I sent in my hair and they gave me my allergies back, but it was like so general. Like it was like fruit.
No.
It was, you know, and I'm like, what? Like, I thought they were like, we're going to tell you like 1,000 different kinds of things that you're, and it was just like six cat. It was bullshit. And I was like, send me my hair back.
No.
Like, I don't want you to have my hair. Like,
did you? Did
no, they? No, they wouldn't send me my hair back. But I was so pissed at them. I was like, give me my hair back.
Wait, I like how you're just doing all the subscriptions. You're like, yeah, the food allergy test. I did that one. I did my dog's DNA.
You did?
Yeah.
People do that. Yeah.
Well, I made my ex pay for the test.
Mm-hmm. To find out it wasn't his.
And it came back and he was like, all these different things. And I was like, whoa.
You're a slut.
You're a fucking slut. And then I was like, do you want to be linked with his cousin? And then all of a sudden his cousin pops up. I'm like, no, I can't be like reaching out to the cousin of my dog to be like, we have family.
We have family in common.
Yeah, I'm in LA. I know you're in North Dakota. But
really?
If you ever have I'm like, I'm not bringing the dog to go meet his kin.
No.
Well, it's like,
do people meet up with their dog's families?
I think so.
That sounds like something you would get like a DM from and be like, hey, I got my dog's DNA check from. I noticed that our dogs are related. I think we should meet up. And you're like, oh, this is a murderer. This is a psychopath.
It's very Best in Show.
Best in Show.
Have you seen Best in Show? Best in Show is like one of my favorite movies. It's with Christopher Guest. It's a Christopher Guest movie. It's from the 90s about all these like crazy dog people that go to all these dog shows. And like Jennifer Coolidge is in it.
Ooh. My aunt and uncle, they are like have like award winning giant schnauzers.
Award winning giant schnauzers?
Yeah, they're in show.
Really? What is a giant schnauzer? That's pretty cute.
Yeah, they're like big schnauzers. They're like big dogs.
What are their names?
I don't know.
I'm like trying to get to know your
yeah,
family.
Tell me more about these dogs.
I'm like, what are their names?
We've actually never met.
Okay, look. These people.
What is this?
This is about people these who dogs. Got their dogs together.
Yeah, one of them was in Massachusetts, and then the other one was in New Jersey.
But like, what if they don't
you
vibe with
so
their
bored.
Sibling?
No, not only that, but like, there's literal war going on in right. this zone.
This is on people. Like,
I guess, you know.
They said, this is news.
They said, this is news. We've got the news for you. There's some things that come up on, like, the accounts that I follow, like, news. And I'm like, what are we doing?
No, yeah, what are we doing?
What are we doing? You know, the amount of things I've learned about Ice Spice in the past year.
Do they still make infomercials?
Oh, yeah. Well, they still play.
How do you
night.
Know, like, what's the freshest infomercial that's happening right now?
That's a good question.
Is that a good question or is that a good question?
Infomercials. Wait, hold on.
What's the hottest infomercial?
What's the hottest infomercial of 2023? We need an info recap.
Can we see, like, some recent infomercials?
Getting high and... Or being high and watching infomercials is straight up one of the funniest things you
Dude,
can do.
The thing is... Anytime my commercial agent sends me an infomercial thing, I go, fingers crossed. Like, to be the face.
To be the face of face. Scrub Daddy. Yeah.
It's me, Scrub Mommy.
You really dirty, dirty boy. That's
like,
so funny.
But, like, what... Do you take the job? If you become, like, the flow of Scrub Daddy?
See... I think
the check.
I think it would have to be what is the product, you know? I've declined some things, so not on commercials.
I've declined a few things.
Yeah.
I've said no before.
I've got boundaries. It's nice when you start to get a little, like, a little bit more, like.
And you're like, I actually don't have to do that.
Yeah.
For $200 in pizza.
You're going for your second neck photo. You're like, this isn't me anymore. Yeah. That's so funny. What are you looking at? What are you Googling over here?
I mean, they're looking for infomercials. The hottest infomercials.
They do
the
all
the hottest
like,
infomercials.
Look like they're from the early 2000s.
Yeah. There's like, what's up with that?
There's this one from my hometown where it's like these two lawyers and one of them has an eye patch and their shit was just so funny.
What?
Yeah.
What, do you know what it's called?
I think he died, so maybe we...
Slap Chop?
Yo, it's kind of crazy. Like, Billy Mays was the king of infomercials.
Look.
You're going to be in a great mood all day because you're going to be slapping your troubles away with a slap chop. One slap, you got big chunks for stews. Who slaps? Home fries.
I would want to do this.
One chop, you got big chunks for stews.
Imagine like a stressed out mom making dinner and she's just slapping away.
Slap it once and you're going to be, what did he say? It was crazy. You're going to be excited for days.
Bop it.
Slap Chop? Would you want to be the face of Slap Chop?
I could do some Slap Chop.
Yeah.
Like, I would accept Slap Chop.
And then when you're ready for cleanup.
See, I would accept Slap Chop over ShamWow, you know?
Yeah.
Because Slap Chop says, I'm domestic.
Yeah.
ShamWow says, I'm a dirty little spill girl. I spill and I have to clean it up all the time.
I don't want to be a dirty little spill girl.
I don't want to be a dirty little spill girl. I want to be a slap chop, bitch.
You're like, I keep that thang on me.
Yeah. I go to my shows. I pat. You get it. Everybody look under their seats. You get a slap chop. You get a slap chop.
Thanks for doing my show. In addition to payment, you get a slap chop.
Yeah. I book you a lot. You got like 6 slap chops at home.
Every time I check your Instagram, it's just you.
Chopped.
But then it's like weird. You like go out and like, is that the slap chop girl?
Yeah. Well, I was watching, there's actually this really good series on YouTube called The Dark Side of Comedy. And it's kind of sad, but also
I live pretty, it. It's good. I don't think I want to watch that.
But I was watching Maria Bamford as an episode, and I forgot that she was the Target girl.
Oh,
do you remember that?
Yeah,
that was like when like cable was still a thing. She was like the crazy, like, it's Christmas. And it was, and I forgot that.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was her like as a Target girl from when I was a kid. And then I, you know, learned who Maria was Bamford, just in comedy. And then I watched this throwback and I was like, oh my God, I didn't even realize it was the same. It was, yeah, you're going to recognize her.
That is really wild.
And she was like, Target. Do you like Target?
I love Target.
I think Target's kind of overrated.
You don't love Target?
I just feel like it's like,
whoa.
It's kind of like an overpriced Walmart.
You rather go to Walmart?
When I go to Target and like you go to Target and I've like seen like, oh, this jacket's kind of cute and it'll be like $80. And I'm like, we're still Target. What are we doing?
Yeah, Target is a little up its own ass.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, Target's got some good stuff. I'm not saying that they don't. But then I'm like, okay, we have to remember that you're Target, you know?
Yeah. But sometimes you get something from Target. I mean, you can't just go to Target and get one thing. It's obvious. It's like a nightmare. But going to Target, I could spend time in a Target, dude. Just wandering the aisles. An edible and a Target trip, that is like
that's the day.
Now that's my day.
That's the day.
Yeah.
You think a slap chop makes you happy? You should try Target on an edible.
This is life at 36, sweetie.
I have a Home Goods credit card.
Oh my God, Home Goods.
Home Goods, TJ Maxx,
don't
Marshalls.
Don't get me started on Home Goods.
Yo.
Home Goods.
That's like, you know, when you're like, oh, white women, nah. And then I'm like, that's the one I embrace. When I go to Home Goods, I also have this thing where I love to shop on caffeine. When I'm hyped up on caffeine, I be like,
add to the cart.
I'm just gassed up, dude.
Yeah.
And I love the mall. So
I also love the mall.
A good mall. They've got a mall out in Austin. And in Austin, you can drink and then go shopping. So they've got like a bar right outside the food court.
We gotta go to the mall next time I'm in Austin.
It's so fun. I like to go to the Cheesecake Factory. That's how I usually round it out.
Okay.
So I'll go to the mall, I'll get a cocktail, I'll go shop around. Super fun. And then I'll end on the Cheesecake Factory. And it's just a day. It's a delightful
day. Sometimes you just need to have a day. Sometimes when I need to get steps and I don't feel like hiking or going to the gym, I'll be like, I'll just walk the mall. Bring my phone, look around, get my steps in.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
It's like,
yeah, you're like, I call it like hikes in the city. I call them urban hikes. You know, I don't really want to go to the woods. I just want to go people watch New York. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I should just start putting on my arm weights before the mall.
Yeah. You put on a pair of flare jeans. Nobody knows. You got ankle wakes on and flare jeans.
Yeah.
How 2008 are you?
Why are we hanging out in malls anymore?
Why aren't we, or why are we?
Are people, I think I did hear that there's a resurgence in the malls. Did I make that up? Have you heard about what's happening with malls recently?
I haven't heard. I'll look it up.
Okay.
But I feel like the mall, maybe people just couldn't afford it. And now they're like Y2K fashion's back. And they're like, let's put on a mini skirt and go shopping.
I do. So I feel like when there was the era of online shopping, it did become very convenient. And I feel like kind of malls got a little desolated.
I know, but it's like, I want to go try shit on.
But then there's times where I'm like, I want to go to the mall because you're like looking for, like, I still really enjoy like going shopping in person, you know?
Yeah. It looks like post-pandemic.
See, one thing I know is my malls, baby.
Everyone is too horny for Amazon.
The malls are back, baby. Good news, the malls are back.
I love how this is like also giving attitude for like not new data show that malls are not only surviving, but thriving. Yeah, it's like kind of like.
Defensive.
We're not only surviving, we're thriving.
Thank you so much for asking.
Yes. The malls around Christmas, though, bring me literal joy.
Did you see the moan I just did when you said it? I was like, sorry. That just got like a little too sexual. I was like, oh yeah, Christmas mall?
Yeah, the mall's at Christmas? Yeah. Can I get a mall? Yeah.
Show me the tinsel.
Where's Santa at?
Yeah.
Somebody's been a real good girl. Somebody's not only surviving, they're thriving.
Can I get a candy cane?
Santa's weird.
Santa?
Yeah, like mall Santa.
Oh, mall Santa is weird.
It's so funny,
what
too.
What if you, like... Sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to bring up the Easter Bunny. Continue.
No, tell me, and then I'll say what I was going to say.
It's just funny that people, like, post these photos of their children, and they're, like, crying, sitting on these, like, the Easter Bunny's lap, and they're like, oh, no, it's so crazy. Mark doesn't like the Easter Bunny. And it's like, yeah, that thing's fucking terrifying. Forget everything you knew about bunnies. This one walks around, it's wearing overalls. Yeah, like, what? Obviously, Mark's terrified. I like how Mark is the go-to name I've used. I was like, my metaphor.
I like it.
Everybody's a Mark in my life.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to name a full Mark. Mm-hmm. It's better than Miles.
Miles?
Miles is a little more exotic, actually.
The name Miles? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, imagine this.
Picture this.
Picture this. You've gone on 3 dates with this guy.
Okay.
You just had sex. Amazing.
So it's the first date? No, I'm just kidding.
You just fucked.
All right.
You just fucked. You like him. It's moving kind of fast. You find out of the blue, he's a mall Santa.
Oh. Gasp. literal gasp. All of the air just left my body. I'm sorry, I was left speechless.
Oh.
Huh?
And he's already filled your stocking.
Oh, so. My God. Ew. God, he's better filled it to the brim if he even wants me. Also, hold on. What time of year? Because is it July? Is he out of work? Or is it, you know, like, is he employed?
He just hasn't told you yet, but it's about to be his favorite time of year. He's about to report to duty.
He's about to be really busy.
He's about to be really busy. It's November 5th. It's his season.
Gasp again.
Gasp again. He does have another job, but
what's his other job? Because also, is he being mall Santa just for the joy? Because now I'm in a, we're in a different...
He's in the mall Santa just for the love of the game.
Just for the love of the game. So he can, like, afford to do, like, he's like an engineer. And then he's just mall Santa for the love.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you're a pedophile. Like, that's what... Let's get kids in their fanciest outfits. I went to hang out with kids, but only if they look fancy. And I want kids with goals and wishes, you know? Okay. I'm going to have to go with no.
Yeah, it's a weird.
Also, wait. Because does he have a real beard? He's going to have to also look.
He's a bad mall Santa.
So he's a rebel?
He's like...
Ooh, so he's a bad boy?
Yeah.
He's a dirty little elf?
He's got like a dad bod. And then he's got like, he doesn't have a beard, but he has like a really kind of shitty fake
thing
white beard. And and you can like.
Does he wear it in bed?
Only if you ask.
So I think I would have to reject mall Santa.
Okay.
But this past Christmas, I did come to terms with the fact that I would fuck the Grinch.
The Grinch?
Mm-hmm.
Over in Mall Santa?
Oh, the Grinch?
Tell me more.
He's a bad boy. He's a rebel without a cause.
But what about his dick?
I decided I'd only fuck him if it was missionary and I was on bottom. I couldn't ride the Grinch.
But, yeah, you can't ride the Grinch.
But he's got a mountain house. He's got a song about him.
Do you think he would start to like Christmas after he came?
No, I'd be the reason his heart grew 10 times this size.
No. You're going to be his little Cindy.
Yeah, dude.
There's more results.
Dick is
to type in Grinch sexy is unhinged.
But if you type like a Grinch dick.
I would really hope it wasn't hairy.
It would be.
I know. I feel like it kind of looked like... I don't want to say it out loud.
A Grinch.
Wait.
Go back. Go back. There's something said green Grinch dick plushie, right?
You know it would be huge.
Oh, right here.
No, plushie.
Oh, on Etsy.
Oh.
Support local.
Someone already had this
idea. So you can't.
He'd have to use a... Wait, look at that one. With the, you know, it's how his heart's 10 times too small. Yeah. But it's got the heart monitor over it.
All right.
I would pray it wasn't hairless, but... or I would pray it was hairless. But I don't know. I just think...
That's more Hulk.
That's more,
I don't know.
The scary. Hulk can get it wow. if that's what he's...
Look away, go to that bottom left. Yeah, one.
No.
No, not the hooked Grinch.
No, not the hooked dick.
Yo, so would you or would you not?
Fuck the Grinch?
Yeah.
No.
You kind of give me Martha May vibes. You know, like, you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Martha May, bullet Martha May. She's like the hot girl in Whoville. And the mayor wants her, but she comes out at the end that she loves the... And she's, like, very, like, sexual. You give me Martha May vibes.
Please cast me as Martha May in the reboot.
You will. Look at it. Martha May's a dime, dude. And the Grinch pulls... She's like, the Grinch. She's kind of sexy about it.
I mean, like...
Look at her down that blue and white robe.
If I had to fuck a villain... Can we go to a list of villains?
Okay, well, I'm not saying if I had to fuck a villain, I would choose the Grinch. I'm just saying if
you just want to fuck the Grinch.
And I think the Mountain House is a good point, all right?
The Mountain House, do you like the snow?
You know what? Yeah, I'd be a bad bitch on that mountain.
Do you snowboard?
He's got a song about him.
Do you snowboard?
No. I love to go on snow trips, though, like ski or snowboarding.
I don't know how to do any of
Me
that.
Neither. I like to go because usually weed is legal wherever the mountains are. And yeah, so
hot tub.
I want to look cute in the mountains and smoke weed and eat good food.
Like hot chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody else can get up at 6 a.m. yeah. and go fucking do that.
Hurt themselves on some cold ice.
I'll meet you down in the city at 12.
Yeah.
And then we'll eat lunch. You can finish out for an hour or two and then come back at 3 and we'll just...
Yeah, like I don't ski or snowboard, but I'd like to go to Aspen.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
I feel like Aspen, people who go to Aspen, it seems like they have money. They like the snow.
There's this town, it's called Whistler, Canada.
Okay.
And they've got like raves on the side of the mountain. Everybody's kind of like, it's like,
Whistler?
It's like people are like fashionable. Like I'm like, I'm going for the fashion, for the weed,
for the snow food.
Yeah, I'm going for the snow raves, dude. I've tried to snowboard. It was awful.
I haven't even tried. Have you? I'm done with the villain thing.
Yeah. I'm done. Why are they all cartoons?
Oh, wait. Have you been to raves? A few?
Yeah.
How many?
I'm
so like motherly. Have you been to raves?
I would say over 10, under 20.
You've been to over 10 raves? Mm-hmm. I've only been to one rave.
Ooh, they're fun.
Wait, over 10?
Mm-hmm.
Under 20.
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite rave memory?
My favorite rave? I don't
top
know.
Top two, top three favorite rave memories.
Usually you're always kind of fucked up.
I know.
I once went to like Life is Beautiful, the music festival out in Vegas.
Yeah.
That was really fun. Yeah, because it's like old Vegas. So you're kind of like walking around like on Molly and you're just like, look at all the lights.
And it was fun?
Yeah.
But like, okay, you know what? Do you have a rave name? No one's given you a rave name in a rave.
Wait, has somebody given you?
Yes.
What? It's yours.
Little Penguin.
What?
I got it from a PE teacher in London. Oh, actually, I've been to a couple raves now. I just unlocked, like...
a hidden memory.
I was like, oh, shit, dude.
Oh, no.
Ecstasy's bad. Don't do it.
Yeah, you're like, I was supposed to block that one out. That was not supposed to resurface.
I was like, Little Penguin, not the PE teacher. Yeah, I thought I was in love with the PE teacher.
Oh, it sounds like he should be fired.
Yeah.
And he's going
to raves.
To raves as a gym coach. Like- he's got the whistle. He's like, I can't wait. I don't know how to do it.
I remember being like, I can't be with the PE teacher.
No, that's like being with the mall Santa.
Yeah. I was just like, cute in the moment.
I've met some hot PE teachers. They make the same amount as other teachers and sometimes more because they also coach the like teams.
PE teachers are off to me, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
it's
for
like
sure.
That you wish you were a coach. You couldn't hack it, buddy.
You couldn't hack it as a coach.
You're the PE teacher. Laps. Like, I don't like it. I don't like the
You're
energy.
Making 8-year-olds run a mile in jeans.
It's yeah. Like, yeah. Like, but you're standing with your arms crossed.
Faster.
Nicely done, Thompson.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
They're always weirdly flirty, you know?
Yes. I was going to ask you about that.
About
the PE teachers are fucking creeps.
You know what, though? I will say, in college, you know, like people.
There was one that I liked back.
There was one time, your gym, a teacher?
A PE teacher, yeah.
I feel like PE teachers were kind of always like a little flirty, but I will say, looking back on my life, I am a little offended that none of my teachers ever tried to
take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm. That's how I knew I was an ugly kid. But even like in college, you know, like I never had a TA like give me a vibe, you know.
Isn't it weird that like it's okay if the kid has a crush on the teacher, but the teacher can't have a crush on the kid?
With Drew Barrymore, Never Been Kissed.
Yes, yes.
And she goes back and she's like, her and the teacher catch a vibe. And he thinks like she's like in high school. And then she's like, wait, I'm in my 20s. He's like, great, because I'm in love with you. It's so weird.
Oh, it's so weird. Being a fucking teacher would suck. Do you think you would like it?
Being a teacher?
Yeah.
I only wanted to be a teacher at one point so I could write on whiteboards.
Yeah, yeah.
And have really good handwriting on a whiteboard and so I could read books and go like this.
Yeah.
Would you like show the class the picture? But you do it with one hand. I don't know what this is, that hand.
Exactly. No, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I think it'd be fun to like have power over a room in
of
a way.
Children.
Like, just be
the
like,
least, the
just
least.
Be like kind of performance with it.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm your teacher. Guys.
Listen to me now.
Yeah. Like, that kind of seems kooky and fun.
Yeah.
It's Halloween, guys. We're going to make construction paper bats.
Yeah. You'd have to be a teacher, though, where not a lot's writing on the line, you know? Like,
no,
you're
I don't
more
wanna...
like the motivational teacher. You believed in them.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
You know, they didn't learn hardcore science from
no,
you.
No, no. What if they did?
Miss Frizzle.
Yeah, dude. I had my science teacher was this fat old lady named,
she's watching this right now.
She's definitely so dead.
She's a big fan.
Her name was Miss Dolo. She used to wear like these like sweatshirts that had like puppies and kitties on them, right? Mm. And then she would come in and be like, guys, so for today for science, you're going to make your own experiments. All right, have fun. That was it.
Oh, I was like.
And I was like.
Did you learn?
No, I didn't learn anything. I had like this big hole in terms of science until like when I got to high school, I didn't know anything because my fucking middle school teacher was just like, make an experiment. And everyone was just doing it. And I'm like, I don't know what, I need like rules.
Yeah.
I don't like know how to make an experiment. Like, what do you mean?
I need guidelines.
I need like
structure.
Parameters. Like, tell me to make a potato clock. Give me like an assignment. I'm not
going to make
just...
a potato clock. They're like, make an experiment. You're like making a bowl out of an apple. That's so funny.
Oh my God.
What was your favorite subject in school?
English.
I liked English too. And I liked history a lot.
History?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of history? Like, what was your favorite history?
What if I just said something really dark?
I feel like men love history too.
Yeah. Actually, there's some really good history like on like the History Channel where they do like the kind of like reenactments of it.
Do you watch it?
Yeah, those are kind of fun.
No!
Those are kind of good.
You watch?
Yeah, I get kind of drunk and watch the History Channel.
You do?
That's a fun Friday.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
I love Lewis and Clark, though.
Lewis and Clark?
Yeah.
Specifically?
Mm-hmm.
You would. You would fuck Lewis and Clark.
At the same.
Threesome with Lewis and Clark.
I'm so jealous of Sacagawea.
She definitely did.
I don't know if it was...
What?
I don't know if it was consent. I don't know at that point.
Yeah,
I'm just
kidding. Yeah,
it could be.
Yeah,
it's a long trail. But I just think, no, I won't put that dirt on their name. You know,
Keep them pure.
Yeah, I'm going to keep them pure. But
Lewis
they're just,
and Clark, purists.
They're purists. But it's just kind of cool because, like, they literally discovered all of the West.
But did they?
Yeah, so like basically,
I thought it was
the West. We didn't know what the Pacific Ocean was, so they were like, "You have to go out there." We had the French coming in from Canada and the Spanish coming in from the South, and we needed to get to this Pacific Ocean to claim our land. And then so it started with St. Louis, and that's how we got essentially anything west of St. Louis.
Damn. She's more than just a pretty face. Yeah.
She knows history, too.
She'll tell you a thing or two about Lewis and Clark, guys.
The list goes on, you know?
Whoa, dude, okay. History and English. History, It was like I would remember the stuff for the test and then none of it would like stay with me after.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like that's all of school for me, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish we learned about more like real life stuff in school.
Like how to like garden and like provide crops for yourself. Yeah, like end times.
Wow, what actually a great
right?
category. Like, hey, you guys want to become self-sufficient?
Yeah.
You know, like just like in general, how to pay your taxes, what a credit score is.
Dude, how to pay your taxes, still don't know.
Yeah. Have you paid your taxes?
No, I've been thinking about it every day though. It's like this daunting thing that hangs over your head. No, but I have a plan for how I'm going to for it.
Wait, like when's the last time you paid your taxes?
Last year.
Okay. So you're talking about this year, you haven't?
I haven't paid my 2023 taxes, but most people haven't yet.
No. You're good on
Are
that.
Are you the tax fully? No. Have you, you came on here to ask if I paid my taxes?
I'm the IRS, dude.
Who do you work for?
I was like, I hate talking about taxes.
I just like, for me, taxes, like, my career goal with taxes is like, I do my best, you know? But one day, one day they might find some blips in the scheme. And I just hope I'm rich enough at that point where I'm like, just tell me what I owe.
But like, don't you feel like everyone's kind of just doing their best with taxes?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's like, bullshit. You're like, we're all just doing our best, right?
We're all trying our hardest, putting our best foot forward. Well, it's crazy because it's like, they're like, oh, what do you think you owe? And we're like this. And they're like, wrong. Better luck next year, you know?
Nice try, asshole. You're like, I don't know.
I'm trying.
Dude, it's also crazy that everyone has to do it. And then you also, there's like experts that know how to do it, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, if you're not an expert, you still have to know how to do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What if they
like,
do-
what if you're just like a fucking like regular like dude.
What did they do? Like now we have things like the tax websites. Like what is a good one? Not like Credit Karma.
H&R Block.
Yeah, shit like that. What did you do before that?
Pray.
Yeah, like what? For real, like just sit with a pen and
you would just be like, I don't know.
Here's this.
I literally don't know.
I don't, yeah. It's time consuming too.
Even just talking about it, I'm like, I don't want to end on taxes. Let's switch subjects.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah, we spent too much time on it. I was like, every minute that passed of tax talk just, is making me feel worse.
We just gave half of your listeners anxiety. Nobody's paid all your like, nobody's paid their taxes.
So like, it was the most fun episode, and then at the end they just started talking about taxes.
Yeah, it made me a little depressed, you know.
What do you get at a Cheesecake Factory?
Ooh. Oh, thank you. Well, coming through.
Yo, that's been simmering, dude.
I've been thinking about Cheesecake Factory ever since you brought it up.
It's like called like the Chicken Bellagio or something like that.
Oh.
They actually, Cheesecake Factory, you can get a lot of great stuff.
Are you sponsored by them?
I would be honored. They've got a lot of fun cocktails. They've got good ones. Yeah, I'm the factory. Yo, talk about being the face of a brand.
Yeah.
I would do the Cheesecake Factory.
That would be perfect for you.
I like their Lucille's chocolate cake. But they've got like, it's like this breaded chicken with like this like olive oil, like arugula pasta, which is pretty good. They've got good orange chicken. They've got some nice chicken.
You've had the orange chicken too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's
I'm versatile.
She's cross cuisine.
Yeah. That's it. With the Cheesecake Factory, the world is yours. Who would I be not to go international?
I wasn't ready for the orange chicken. I'm so much happier we're talking about the Cheesecake Factory and then taxes.
Yeah. Dude, the Cheesecake, what does it not have? All right.
You walked right past P.F. Chang's to go get orange chicken at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. Yeah, place with class.
Question. Are P.F. Chang's always next to Cheesecake Factories?
Yeah, are they?
Like mall staples.
I feel like every time I've seen a Cheesecake Factory, a P.F. Chang's is just right around the corner.
Like maybe that's their competitor. Maybe they found out. Maybe they found out about their orange chicken and they're trying to move in.
Keep your enemies closer.
Yeah. What's your favorite chain restaurant?
Ooh. I like California Pizza Kitchen.
Okay. They rip.
It's good, right?
Yeah, yeah. CPK rips.
CPK, I think.
CPK if you're real about it, you
know? Yeah, CPK. Real ones know.
Real ones know what this... I'm in the CPK.
Yeah. The Southwest salad.
Oh, my God. Wait. The other night, I was working with a photographer, and we worked at night, and these kids rode by on Lime scooters, and they were like, 258, 258. And I thought it was like I remember St. Louis, people would go like 314, you know?
Yeah.
And they're like 258. And I was like, what does that mean? The guy that was taking photos was like $25 ace. And I was like, thought like, you know, like,
$25
ace. I wouldn't have known either. No, I thought like CPK. Like I thought it was like a area code. Yeah. Like, I thought like it was like $25 ace. I thought that was funny.
That is so funny. That's our episode.
Oh my God.
Where can people find you? This comes out on Wednesday, so do you have anything you want to promote?
Well, one, time flies when you're having fun. You're a gem. I love you so much. Find me. My name is Bianca Parado, and that's me on everything. Bianca Parado, Instagram, TikTok.
Cool.
My TikTok sucks. YouTube, but TikTok hates me.
TikTok hates me too.
They hate me, but Instagram's pretty cool. And then if you're in Austin, I'm all around Austin.
So many shows in Austin all of the time. And she's so funny. Guys, go check her out. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Shank. You can find me here every Wednesday on Shank, every Monday on This Bitch. I am coming to Chicago.
Ooh.
February 16th and 17th. 2 nights, 4 shows. Get the tickets. Hopefully it's going to sell out. It's my first Chicago run. So I'm excited about that. Also, main room of the Comedy Store, March 14th. This Bitch and Friend show, April 18th. This Bitch and Friend show. On the website of the Comedy Store, get those tickets now. I'm also coming to Houston in the beginning of April at some point for some type of comedy festival. So you'll see me out there, guys, at Princess Shank on Instagram and Twitter. You know what it is. And I love you guys all so much, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Woo!
This was such a good episode.